This is Paul Jindrasiak. Welcome to Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Tony Rubleski from Mind Capture and Julie Dankovich from Prosperity Boot Camp. We're going to be chatting about self-improvement and motivation. How are you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
So I'd love it if each of you would start out by telling me a bit about the work you do with helping people with self-improvement and motivation.
Julie, I'll let you take that away.
Okay, thank you. Prosperity Boot Camp is a one-day workshop experience, and it really is something that is experienced. It's based on principles from a variety of different disciplines like psychology, neuroscience, spirituality. Anyway, it's structured in a way that people really get familiar with how the human brain operates and specifically how their own brain operates. You know, we're running our lives based on the brain patterns that we have, which are founded on a belief system, which have been created by a lot of conversations that we overheard as children, and we adopted them as our own, or we made up these things along the way. So that's really the first part of it. The second part is people really get to look at their lives and the unworkability in specific areas. And we focus heavily on the financial aspect, where people tend to have a lot of breakdowns in their lives. And we offer them the tools and techniques to really help them bust through the negative brain patterns that don't work for them. And it's all done in a very safe environment. And it really is a remarkable program, and it produces remarkable results. So that's it in a nutshell.
Fantastic. Tony?
Wow. Well, Paul and Julie, thank you. It's an honor to be here. You know, really the core essence of what I teach around the world the last decade is how do you get what I call mind capture? And the best definition for everyone that's listening right now is, how do you stand out in the world that's busy? I call it shiny object ADD with your message, product, or service.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a negative way, but what's happening, the hard reality, and Julie, you see this probably with all your clients as well, is people's attention spans are almost non-existent. Mm-hmm. It's getting very hard to find focus and somewhat of a balance in anyone's life. You know, right now, as we're doing this interview for your audience, Paul, I'm traveling rapidly. I'm doing different time changes, different time zones, and I struggle with it. But my core teaching comes back to the fact that if you're trying to market, and I'm going to say boldly for everyone listening, you are in marketing now. Whether you choose to believe me as my mind capture motif, this, we're all trying to get our message heard. We're trying to have people pay attention to it and move it in a very busy mental and digital world. It's getting much more complex to do it. So people call me and say, like, help me. What is the core? I say, how do you stand out? And how do you get someone to pay attention? How do you win their time? And then hopefully if you've done those steps, how do you win their trust where they may possibly choose to do business with you or pay attention to you?
And what inspired each of you to pursue work in these areas?
Well, for me, I have a full-time job in the financial sector, but I was taking a leadership program, and one of the projects that we were tasked with was to come up with something, some project, that would make a difference for at least 25 people. And my project got shut down 4 times by the instructor, and I was ready to withdraw from the program until he called me and said, "What do you know how to do that nobody else does? Look there and make that your project." And I knew immediately. I know how to generate prosperity very easily. And I adopted some serious skills 17 years ago that work for me. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to write a manual about this and give it to 25 people that really can have a breakthrough in their finances. So that's what I did. And then the boot camp just evolved from there. So the boot camp went from a manual where they read about it to they actually come and physically experience it and practice the tools and techniques and get the guidance and direction that they need.
Tony?
Well, you know, everyone has a different goal or a why of why we do what we do. And essentially what happened, frankly, people kept telling me in my late 20s, you need to write a book. Tony, you're good at showing people how to market and sell and get their message out there. And I love it. I can't, Julie and Paul, turn it off. I go to Disney or I go to a restaurant. I'm watching and observing how people are trying to market to me.
Sure.
And it's not that I think it's a bad thing, but I'll be boldly say this. a lot of people, it's a paradox. They don't like marketing messages, but people are more and more coming around in audiences in the world that I speak at a lot of live events and do webinars and teleseminars, Paul and Julie. They're saying, you know what? Yeah, you're kind of right. I do have to market. I may not like to do it. It may feel awkward, unnatural, but if I want to stand out in my career, if I want to get a book published, if I want to start a new enterprise or a new business or launch an idea to get capital or, you know, crowdsourcing dollars, I'm going to have to sell the idea.
Right.
And what happened is I'm naturally, the youngest of nine kids, a little wound up and not shy by any means. However, I'm not like most people. And a lot of people are saying, well, you're different, Tony. You're naturally a salesperson. I'll say this right now for everyone listening around the world. Hogwash. You don't just come out of the womb knowing how to sell. It's a learnable skill. There's nothing wrong with it. And everyone in society, I've had attorneys in my audiences recently. I've had CPAs, doctors. I've actually had psychologists. And a lot of professionals in my audience go, man, yeah, I am in sales, and it's okay. It's sort of like it's all right to admit that we're trying to market to each other because we believe in something that we think we can share with others. So that was really the journey, Paul and Julie. 10 years ago, people kept saying, write a book. I said, darn it, I'm sick of you telling me I'm going to write a book. And I got a little bit more challenged, and it was passionate because I had a very young family at the time. And, you know, Julie and Paul, we're all go-getters. We're busy. I thought, no way I'm going to find time. If it becomes more of a passion, you find the time to pursue it. And then what's really where the rubber meets the road is you want to stick with it. And here I am, you know, 10, 11 years later, just as fired up, writing more and more books, speaking around the world because I love what I do because I like helping people to change their lives.
Now, the folks that come to you, what are they seeking in their lives personally and professionally?
Oh. No, Julie, I'll let you start with that one. We'll keep going back and forth here. This is good.
Okay. Really, anyone. What I really get at this point is there have people that have said, I want my kids to do the boot camp. I've done them for families. I've done them for small businesses. I've done them for entrepreneurs. I had somebody that was 82 that came through the boot camp. It applies to anyone. And I'll tell you, it's there's a couple of different experiences that I've had with it that really I thought, okay, this is good. This is good training. Somebody invited me to do a boot camp for their family. They really wanted to interrupt the conversation around money. It wasn't
sure.
A positive one in their family. It was a negative one. So I said, okay. I drove 4 hours to go do this boot camp, and I walked into their house. They were already there. And everyone told me they did not want to be there. And they sat with their arms closed, and they said, Deb made us come to this, and we're only here because she made us. And I thought, okay, tough crowd. Let's see how it goes. And it was extraordinary. It was extraordinary. And that was not the first instance that I played to a very tough crowd. People are thirsty for connecting to something bigger than themselves, and they don't know how to access that. And really what they get out of boot camp is you really get to find out where you come from, who you are, what you're made of, your soul living in a human body with a human brain that operates in a certain way in a fight and flight mode. It's designed to keep you alive. But you weren't just dropped here on planet Earth with no tools to help you survive. You've been given these magic wands. And that's how you create everything in life. And it's the magic wands of thought, spoken word, imagination, and emotions. So they really get the training on how to master these magic wands so you can create anything you want in your life fast and easily, like it drops into your lap. So it's for anybody. I think children should have access to this so they don't struggle through life. It should be easy breezy. But our human brain is what makes it complicated. It's a great tool to have. We just don't know how to use it effectively. So that's the training we provide.
Paul, I have to confess, I was wrapped up so intently listening to Julie. But throw that question at me again now, because I was really drawn in. Julie, that's phenomenal.
Sure.
Very good.
Folks who come to you, what are they seeking in their lives personally and professionally?
You know, I think by each person it varies. Each of us is unique. So what I try to hone is, number one, is there a fit for what I could possibly help them with? And I say possibly because, Julie, you can probably attest this. I'm not a fit for everybody. And I'm okay to say, I'm not your guy. It took me 10 years to figure that out because I've had some clients that Paul, you've probably had in your career, they're just not a fit.
Sure.
It's okay to walk away and say, you know what, there's maybe someone else that resonates more. Maybe I'm too wound up. Maybe my core expertise is not a fit, and I'm prepared to walk away and say, no, let's start out with, cutting this thing off before we walk down expectations we can't meet.
But we're often inclined to chase those people.
Yeah. To really answer your question, my mission when they overall that I see my best clients is two things. Motivate them to believe that the strategies I'm going to give them to show them how to get mind capture work and that they'll implement. So motivation and the marketing to get them to implement. Those are the two things when I'm brought in that's one of my goals, my fine alignment. But there's no guarantees. It comes down to the end of the day, they've got to believe that the advice I'm giving them, the knowledge I have from myself and a lot of other smart people that I run with, that collective wisdom and the track record can work for them. And then for me to prompt them, not babysit them, but prompt them to say, you know, maybe I'll try this.
Right.
They get a little win like dominoes. The dominoes start to tumble, and those little series of small wins become larger wins. And then they start to just take a whole new life of their own. They implement.
They build on one another.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's been doing this a while, but, you know, I try to manage expectations the best I can and make sure that, hey, here are a few things I know will work if you believe and you implement. And knowing that they're not going to do everything. That's just not human nature realistically going to happen. But they get those few wins, then they start, wow, this is working. And then we try to have a long-term, you know, strategy where they keep moving forward. But if someone says, you know, break it down besides mind capture, it's really to have people positively disrupt, make some noise to stand out where people go, wow, you're different. Or, you know what? I do want to meet with you. Or tell me more about your product, your service, your nonprofit. What's this cause? What's this vision you have? Where you pull them in almost magnetically where they go, all right, this is someone that gets it. But Paul and Julie, my thought process is simply this. If you don't believe and you don't have enthusiasm that's genuine and passionate, people are not going to want to be attracted to you. There's
right.
so much other competition out there. So you've got to walk the talk and be persistent and passionate.
Now, whether it's reading self-help books, programs people order, seminars they go to, someone initially is very pumped up to make changes in their lives, and then they seem to lose momentum. They run out of gas. Why is that, and what do they need to do to keep propelling themselves forward?
Well, I always tell people, you have to be responsible for inspiring yourself. That's number one. And, you know, we tell them ways to stay inspired. But what I've realized after, you know, I've been coaching people for 2.5 years before I actually did the boot camp. I started with the manual and I did weekly coaching calls with a very diverse group, some very economically challenged on welfare, people that were really stopped. And what I realize is human beings, actually our human brain, has a tendency to be very sad and serious. So the real purpose to stay on fire is to keep yourself on fire. I personally keep something on hand constantly, a book. And I carry an iPad with me, too. So when I'm starting to get far too serious or I'm in my head far too often, I start reading something that will shift that immediately. Even music will do that for me on a dime. But it's really getting people in touch with, you're responsible for this yourself. You can't constantly look to other people to coach you or inspire you or, you know, give you a good pep talk. We've been doing that our whole lives, and it does not work. It has to come from within. We're responsible for ourselves.
I'll build off of that, Paul.
Sure.
Julie, you know, there's a lot of ways, and we all have an opinion, but I agree with a lot of what you said, Julie, and I'll expound on that. A couple things I think build on that, in my expert opinion, your habits and your associations. What are you doing every day? You can redo habits, but you oftentimes have to replace them. It's not easy. Habits are hard too. You finish the sentence, typically break. So when I'm working with a client to get them in some new habits that they fight, kick, and scream, kind of like someone trying to come off a nicotine addiction, they don't like it, but it's sort of that tough love. And the second thing is, who are you associating with? Julie, I love it. I always have books on me. I have audio. I love music. What you listen to, you visually see, and who you run with and get advice from is so critical. Either you being successful over the long term, however you define that, to hit your goals. So sort of being in what I call the middle, where you just kind of plod along like most people do, and they just, you know, it's the grindstone, you know, don't buck the system, or if you're miserable because you're around people that, frankly, are losers. I don't mind saying that.
Sure.
You know, I see your emails and some hate mail coming my way. Sorry, let me cut it off what I mean by that directly. Who you run with, the collection of the top 5 or 10 people, this has been said by many of my mentors, there's books on it. This is classic personal development 101 because it's a true principle. The 5 or 10 people you run with the most are either bringing you up, down, or they're keeping you at their level.
Right.
It's just known. And one thing that I think is a little different in my philosophy is we're born happy. This sounds odd, but the average child laughs 300 times a day up till about the age of 10. The average adult after the age of 20, there's various studies been done, we laugh 15 times a day if we're lucky. What happens?
Right.
Society brings us down. Conform, don't take risks. No, that idea won't work. No, haven't you heard about the economy? We're here and here and here. And we're almost forced into mediocrity. Let me repeat that. We're forced into mediocrity based on the habits, the associations, and the programming that's all around us. And you do have to really guard your mind very, very carefully.